Of the 122 storms that have hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula since the 1850s, nearly half have advanced to strike the U.S. mainland. Hurricane Genesis location and track are influenced by the meridional position of the Intertropical Convergence Zone, a trough of warm, moist air that follows the Earth's thermal equator, shifting north and south with the seasons. The purpose of this project is to examine if past variations in hurricane activity across the Yucatan reflect past ITCZ displacements. Does a more northerly shifted ITCZ direct more storms into the region? This is a relevant question today, since a warming northern hemisphere is expected to further displace the ITCZ to the north. To answer these questions, we've collected sediment cores from two sinkholes in the Yucatan, Laguna Moyil to the north and Black Hole 180 kilometers to the south. Each location has been struck by multiple hurricanes since modern record-keeping began. These passing storms mobilize coarse-grained sediment from the shallow waters adjacent to the holes, depositing them within. Once quiescent conditions return, these coarse deposits become buried in the finer grain matrix that dominates in these environments. Cores collected in 2017 showed downcore variability in grain size reflecting episodes of high energy deposition. By comparing the most recent coarse beds with historically observed storms, we can work to decipher the full sediment record. Moyil is sensitive to events Category 3 or greater passing within 50 kilometers of the site. Black Hole appears sensitive to storms passing nearby and to the south. This makes sense as Black Hole is positioned against a hill and connected to the lake system via a narrow pass. A storm would need to strike at the proper angle to drive surge into the hole rather than away. Together, these records show that over the past 2,000 years, each site has recorded periods of heightened storm activity. Most notably, we see that during the Mayan Terminal Classic period, a time of prolonged drought, we have active and inactive storm intervals. From 750 to 850 CE, we have suppressed storm activity and suppressed rainfall. But during the final phases of the Mayan collapse, around 1000 CE, we have persistent drought and more frequent storm strikes. While local rainfall might have become disentangled from ITCZ positioning, perhaps due to extensive deforestation, storm frequency did track with ITCZ displacements, as indicated by the Cariaco Basin ITCZ reconstructions. Our work indicates that hurricane passage over the Yucatan does correlate positively with ITCZ position, and that during the terminal classic Mayan collapse, rainfall became detached from hurricane activity. This work may also suggest that increasing tropical cyclone frequency may have contributed to the Mayan collapse by adding an additional stressor to a culture already grappling with prolonged drought.